Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong, whether they're right or wrong.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. I want to talk about where real jobs come from. The U.S. economy, I don't have to tell you, has been in a not-so-great recovery for over 2 years now. And with less than... We just recently found out that... The first half of 2011, GDP was a little bit under 1%. That's European type growth, folks. That's not what Americans are used to. And the whole situation has created a declining level of confidence by consumers. And currently, those numbers are not looking too good, and many people are laying odds now on whether we're going to have what's called a double dip recession, meaning we go into recession, we come out of it, and we go back in. I remember when this happened in the early 80s. We had a recession in 81. We came out of it in 82. We went back in it in 83. And now the 81, we just come off of a rough decade of the 70s in a lot of ways. It's happened in the last 30 years, and some people are laying odds on that right now. I can't say. I hope not. I don't want us to talk ourselves into one. But it is what it is. We have the reality in front of us. So what do we got to do to turn this economy around? We wanted to know what you thought about this. We want to know some of your ideas, because you often hear things like, you know, here's what Congress and the President. What they should be doing about the economy, as if they were in charge of the economy. But we ask this question of you on the radio and the internet and our newsletter audience. We ask this question: what would you like the president and or Congress to do to get the economy going again? Well, about 10% of you, actually around 11%, said that you check this answer: spend more money on economic stimulus. That was one of the options we gave you. Should we spend more money? Did we not go far enough when the stimulus money was spent? Well, of course. So about 10% of you thought we should do that. Well, you know, folks, trillions of dollars. That's the truth. Trillions of dollars have been spent on stimulus of one kind or another in the last 3 years. And what do we have to show for it? Well, we have multiple trillions of dollars of debt to pay back. But yet, we still have an economy in retrograde and, incredibly, higher unemployment. So the stimulus money that we spent before didn't work. Stimulus is not, apparently, the answer. About 12% of you said, do something legislatively that encourages hiring. Okay, now that's not a bad idea. That's an okay suggestion. But the question is, what would they do? It would be a good start if the legislation is aimed at creating real private sector jobs, not government jobs, and certainly not the fallacious green jobs. Green jobs, folks, is politically correct. It sounds good, but you can't contrive green jobs and turn the economy around. Green jobs are like any other market jobs, any other private sector jobs. They have to happen because they're worthy of happening. The government can't legislate quality, sustainable green jobs. Mr. Obama, you need to understand that, please. And all the rest of our respondents, about more than three-fourths, said this: just get out of the way so businesses can create jobs and grow the economy. My friends, the majority have it right, and here are at least two reasons why. America needs the kinds of jobs that businesses create, not government jobs. That's number one. Number two, Washington doesn't know how to create any private sector jobs. They don't know how to do it, folks. They're not capable. They're not in, it's above their pay grade. They're not in charge of those of those areas. The best thing they can do is pass legislation. If they're going to pass legislation that gets the government out of the way, that establishes policies that make it easier for you and me to create jobs. Because, small business owners, you and I have to take back this marketplace and the U.S. economy. That's right. It's a big job, but we're up to it. We have to do it. There are millions of us, by the way, small business owners. There are millions of us. Don't forget that. Recent history and current reality indicates that most of the jobs will come from small businesses. This has been going on now for more than 20 years. Politicians can't create jobs that are sustainable. Big businesses won't apparently do it. And Wall Street has become, in my opinion, folks, Wall Street is now the enemy of Main Street and is destroying capitalism. Wall Street. From this day forward, small business owners, you and I are the only thing that can save America from decades of economic stagnation. We have to keep working. We have to keep our chins up. We have to keep leading. Small business owners, America is depending upon us. I'm counting on you, my heroes, small business owners. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.